The Art Oh My Weekend is a celebration with 30 artists who hail from 24 diverse countries. It is an event attended by hundreds of art professionals, art lovers, neighbors, and friends. On Saturday, they will lead private tours of selected artist studios. At night, you can kick off your shoes, grab a glass of wine to celebrate the culmination of this year's artist residencies. On Sunday, a buffet country brunch takes place in an outdoor tent overlooking the Field Sculpture Park. The brunch is followed by a short walk down the road for the open studio tours, where visitors will see the work the artists have been making for the last 4 weeks. To tell us more, we welcome Ruth Adams, Art Oh My's administrative director. Ruth, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
And also, we welcome two artists in the Art Oh My residency program. The artists are Tirso Martha, who is from Curaçao, also the first resident that they've had from there.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for being with us. And Anna Kubelik is from Switzerland, Germany, and she joins us as well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. Welcome. So let us begin with you, Ruth, about what exactly has been going on over the last several weeks.
Well, as usual, we've got every year we bring 30 artists in from all over the world. We purposely choose them to kind of represent geographically as wide a swath as we can, as well as working in all mediums and all kinds of different styles of art making. And they come and they really just concentrate on their work, and they form community, which we think is a huge part of being an artist and something we can offer, which is this chance to come together, get to know one another, have visitors from the art world come up and do studio visits, have a glass of wine, eat dinner together. It makes for a kind of magical community that can be life-changing.
When you look at how many years have you been doing this?
14.
14?
Oh, so aren't I lucky?
You are lucky. So give me a sense of why the international component to this is so important to the organization.
You know, part of our mission is to really kind of break down barriers, cultural barriers, and create a sense of global community that we think supersedes political differences and cultural differences. We really want to use creativity as a vehicle for people to understand one another better.
And how does that come back to the community in the sense of then saying, okay, we're going to bring you here, and what do the people from the community get from that experience?
Well, people get to come and see, talk to the artists. It's really an open studio. It's an event where the artist is hanging out in the studio. Their work is there. You might even see work that's, unfinished, and their tools out on the table, and you can talk to them about what they do. You'll meet people at Oh My that you would have to buy a really expensive plane ticket to go meet any other way. and all at once, there are 26 countries represented. So it's a pretty amazing experience, I think, for the community to get to witness all this art making and talk to all the people.
Anna Kubelik, thank you again for being with us. Tell us about what you've been working on.
Whilst I was here, I've been working on actually numerous projects. The style I work in is I have each wall assigned for different kind of thought processes and projects. I've been working on an imploding disco ball, which I call Transplosion. That's a working title at the moment. It's a highly mechanical kinetic sculpture that will look on one side like a glass ball, and then it will turn inside out in a very extravagant and complex geometric way to turn into a white feather-covered ball. That's one of the things I've been working on. I've been also just using my influences from being here to have a wall that is collecting all the experiences here and trying to rediscover new materials, new scales, new ways of thinking and approaching projects. I'm not sure where that is leading at the moment. Both these projects I mentioned are still in process. So I've got basically work in progress. And then what has been great here, for the first time I've done monoprinting. I come from the 3D arts, so I do a lot of kinetic sculptures, huge installations, I work very much with the space and with context and music and science. And so I haven't got this classical art education of having done monoprints, and Art Omai offers this workshop. And I got to experiment and do folded paper and bring it through the print press and explore colors and, yeah, again, make something three-dimensional, but through a new media that I've learned. So it's been great.
When you say that you have something on the wall, is that a movable wall? I mean, can you take this with you, or is that in the space?
It's in the space. It's normally either it's I fix it to the wall and take it down again. Or,
okay.
Yeah.
Although there are artists who make pieces on the wall and leave them, and it's something we'll see. We get to watch the dancers and musicians who come later react to those pieces. So some artists will make a piece that is unique and just for the space
and keep it there.
Yep.
And when you say work in progress, do you have a timetable, or does it takes what it takes?
I have, for this project, I have a timetable. I have to finish in about 2 months' time. So, yeah, there's a bit of a deadline I'm working towards. But I try to alternate between things I don't have deadlines for and things I do so that I keep this creative freedom in my head.
Tirza Martha is from Curaçao. Tell us what you've been working on.
I've been working on two pieces. And for me, these pieces are very important because I'm having this solo exhibition. And I'm working on a new body of work. And I wanted to take the time here at Art Omai in order to create something new on which I can create a new series of like 3-4 pieces that I'm going to be exhibiting as part of the new body of work I'm going to present next year. So these past few weeks, it was like being able to experiment with under new conditions and with new materials to be able to make something that can develop other work out of it.
So what will people see when they come and visit over the weekend?
There are two big pieces. There is one big piece that I've made, and it's kind of a wall installation painting thing. So the reason why I say that is because right now, for years, I've been building installation and sculptures. And right now I'm doing almost the same thing, but it's based on the tradition of painting. So canvas, paint, all of that is very important and very central in these pieces that I'm making. And these two pieces that I've made here, one of them consists out of a frame for a huge canvas. And the other piece consists out of, 13 canvases bonded together and put on the floor and not hanged on the wall like they are supposed to be. So that's all what I'm going to tell. So the people are going to be much more curious to come and look at them.
How concerned are the two of you, and Anna, I'll begin with you, but how concerned, or maybe not concerned is the word, but you know people are coming, so you know, how do you want to say, I was asking about a timetable before, you said, oh, well, I at least want to get to this part so they'll see this when they come in. Or can you let that guide you?
Well, of course, I'm a bit nervous, but I think that's good. So that means I care.
Sure.
About having, like, I don't know, the odd 400 people coming. I had the opportunity this last week to have visitors already in my studio. Art Omai organizes to have curators and people from all sorts of backgrounds, from independent curators to museums, come to our studios. So I've been luckily now in the last week trained to talk about my work and to present my work, and I feel kind of good about it now, also in terms of the language and how to talk about my work. But in terms of showing a ready finished piece, I have these prints that I'm very proud of, and I'm very happy with, and I think they're finished pieces that I can present. So that's one part that is finished, and the other work I do, it's very planned. It's almost, I come from architecture, so I have to do a lot of drawings, I have to do a lot of models. before I can build a really big sculpture that is highly complex and you know, has a lot of work into it. And 4 weeks is not enough to sort of go through the whole design plus build it in big. But what the 4 weeks have been helpful for is to plan it and to draw it and to figure it out in a model. And that's as far as I got, and I feel comfortable showing that. I mean, it's also part of my process. So my drawings are also very much part of the work I create. So they're little artifacts in their own right. You don't have to know that it's a part of a big plan project to make a huge installation. They're drawings that have their own sort of stand as well.
And what do you get out of the experience of people coming to see your work, especially when it's not done?
In my case, something that's very important, it's about quality and content. So one thing that I try as much as possible to do is when I'm working on a piece, and especially, you know, in the case of when you're at the residence, that when people come there, is that they see that the result has certain quality and content, that and that it's not about a bunch of artists being there partying, having a good time, chilling with each other, but it's about work, it's about supporting each other, it's about creating conditions in which artists can develop themselves, develop their work, and create new ways and new visions towards not only their own practice, but also towards the practice of the other artists and towards the practice of a residency program like Art Omai.
And I'm interested, Ruth, in what you hope ultimately people get out of the weekend.
You know, I think it's just a lot of fun, first of all. It's great to be at Omai's a gorgeous place. The sculpture park's there. Spending a day there, you know, means a lot of walking around and seeing a lot of great stuff. And also just hanging out with the artists and seeing what they're doing. We have people from, we've got our youngest artist we've ever had from Cuba. We've got one of our more senior artists is here. She's originally from Tibet. I'll give you a couple teasers. There's an Indian artist who does these wonderful watercolors of everyday objects and sort of brings them alive, inanimate objects that seem alive. There's a visually challenged artist who's going to lead a closed eye tour to share his sort of process of walking daily around the place, so people can participate in some things. There's an animator, somebody who came from the animation industry, who really had his first studio visits here at Omai. And a last weird teaser is I'll just say, in one of the studios, you will see a jar of marshmallow fluff. That's it.
All right. Well, all of this will be going on this weekend, a celebration with 30 artists who hail from 24 countries. And to find out more, go to Art Omai, ARTOMI, ARTOMI.org for more information. Ruth Tirzo and Anna, thank you very much for being with us.
Great
pleasure.
For having us.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.